This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. RTD is working to return to normal operations in Metro Denver after cutting service and suspending fares. RTD could resume charging for rides in June if the state continues making progress against COVID-19. General Manager Paul Ballard says restoring service as more people return to work requires a careful balance.
We want to make sure that we have enough operators of the buses and the trains to actually staff the service that we are bringing back.
RTD is also considering employee furloughs to save money. There's a coronavirus outbreak among staff at a temporary homeless shelter set up at the National Western Complex in Denver. At least 7 have tested positive. 9 more are being monitored for symptoms. Overcrowding on Metro Denver trails is damaging outdoor areas. CPR's Corey Jones reports.
Officials with parks and open space agencies in Denver, Boulder, and Jefferson counties have released a joint statement urging the public to better protect its public lands. Many areas have seen a spike in visitors, and officials say social distancing guidelines have resulted in more people walking off designated trails and even into areas closed for wildlife or restoration. The spread of COVID-19 has also led to a drop in tax revenue, which could reduce maintenance at these sites. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
91 in Pueblo, 90 in Grand Junction, 80 in Denver. This is CPR News.